earlier mode of sit-in to set fire, and from march-in to break-in. Malcolm X, on his last visit to Accra, had announced a desire to create a foundation he called the Organization of African American Unity. His proposal included taking the plight of the African Americans to the United Nations and asking the World Council to intercede on the part of beleaguered blacks. The idea was so stimulating to the community of African American residents that I persuaded myself I should return to the States to help establish the organization. Alice Wyndham and Vicki Garvin, Sylvia Boone and Julian Mayfield, African Americans who lived and worked in Ghana, were also immediate supporters. When I informed them that I was making plans to go back to America to work with Malcolm, they, my friends, my buddies, my pals, began to treat me as if I had suddenly become special. They didn't speak quite so loudly around me. They didn't clap my back when laughing, nor were they as quick to point out my flaws. My stature had definitely increased. We all read Malcolm's last letter to